Trump kicks out Zelensky, White House staff eats his lunch. By Hannah Knudsen on February 28, 2025. White House staff are reportedly eating Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky's lunch after President Donald Trump ousted him from the premises. According to reports, Trump did, indeed, kick Zelensky out after a contentious exchange witnessed by the press and American people. In other words, the Ukrainian leader did not leave on his own accord. Further, according to Fox News's Jackie Heinrich, White House staffers will be eating the lunch set for Zelensky. "When I went to upper press to ask what was going on, the lunch that Trump and Zelensky were supposed to dine on and talk over was sitting in the hallway. I'm told White House press office staffers will be eating it," she wrote in the update. "Watch, get out. Zelensky leaves White House after Trump vans torch him in Oval Office meeting." Things went awry in the Oval Office after Zelensky became agitated and irritated, prompting Vice President J.D. Vance to call him out for being disrespectful and unappreciative of the American people and Trump administration. As Breitbart News detailed, responding to talk about the importance of diplomacy, President Zelensky appeared to dismiss the utility of American influence altogether, saying under President Obama, the Trump first term, and Biden the U.S. had achieved nothing through talk. This caustic statement, finishing with a rhetorical "what kind of diplomacy, J.D., are you speaking about? What do you mean?" led Vice President Vance to retort, with evident distaste, "I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country." Vance told Zelensky it was disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media. "You should be thanking the president," he said. Zelensky then asked Vance if he has been to Ukraine and understands their problems. "I know what happens is, you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people in your military?" he asked, criticizing Zelensky for attacking the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country. Zelensky responded by saying that during war, everybody has problems. "Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now. But you will feel it in the future," he said, prompting President Donald Trump to interject. "Watch, Trump and J.D. Vance warn Zelensky about rejecting peace. You don't have the cards right now. You don't know that. You don't know that. Don't tell us what we're gonna feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're gonna feel," Trump said, adding, "remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're gonna feel. You, we're gonna feel very good." Zelensky continued to try to speak over Trump, but the U.S. commander-in-chief was not having it. "We're gonna feel very good and very strong. You're right now not in a very good position," Trump continued. "You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards, but right now, you're gambling with lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III," Trump pressed. "And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country. This country, that's backed you far more than a lot of people said they should." Trump said in a statement after the contentious meeting that Zelensky clearly is not ready for peace. "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion, and I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. Because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations," he said, adding, "I don't want advantage, I want peace." He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office, Trump said. "He can come back when he is ready for peace."